Well, the taxi industry too has suffered losses during hard lockdowns. Still, it rejected government's proposed relief aid. Now, a new plan is on the cards as of next April, potentially. This is an industry that could well be subsidized, a move which Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula says is long overdue for the sector that transports around 15 million people per day. A subsidy, however, suggests a formalizing of the industry, and taxi operators have already outright rejected any such action. Acting DDG of the Department of Transport, Johannes Makgato, joins us on the line now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Johannes, for your time this evening. So we have the Department of Transport planning to introduce potentially a subsidy of the 50 billion rand taxi industry by April next year. What's the plan here? And more importantly, how is this looking to be funded?
Okay, good evening. The minister said in the press briefing held last week that, well, what we are going to do as a department is we will be within the funds available, either in public transport or the entire department, reprioritize, right, and ensure that money is put aside towards achievement of the subsidization of taxis. Thank you.
How much money? What are we potentially looking at when it comes to this subsidy package?
Look, in terms of rand and cents, unfortunately, that is something that at the top of my head we cannot determine, but I can without doubt say that it will be a substantial amount towards subsidization of taxis, taking into account the number of taxis that are out there and those that are operating legally. Thank you.
Okay, so you can't pinpoint an exact price tag to this. Can you give us an idea of what kind of subsidy we're potentially looking at here, what form or shape the subsidy will take?
Look, as it is currently now, subsidies are given to, say, for example, bus operators. So the model that's currently in use would not be that much different towards taxis from what is currently applicable at the current moment. Thank you.
DDG, you say that the industry deserves the scheme like we see with other modes of transport, bus, rail, for example. Why now, at a time when South Africa's public finances have possibly never been under as much pressure as they are at this point in time?
Look, I think you would agree with me that taxis are a mass mover. And them being a mass mover, there has never been any recognition of that fact, albeit that it's something that was mostly spoken of or talked about. And there will never be an opportune moment that we embark on this process because the foundation has been laid by the NTTT, National Taxi Task Team, that was established then, giving recognition that taxis as an industry that's contributing over 50 billion mm-hmm. annually in the country's GDP, truly something should be done in this regard. That's why the four documents that have been put out there, that's why that we would want to get members of the public to make comments. And by the way, that's not the firm position that the department has taken in the development of those documents, but that we want to sit as a collective, engage meaningfully, and out of the comments that are going to come through, we start with the process in terms of which we'll take it to Parliament and get the necessary approvals, obviously in consultation with the National Treasury to realize this thing.
And with the taxi industry itself, I mean, it's undeniable the role that the industry plays when it comes to keeping this economy moving. But a subsidy system would imply a formalization of the industry as well, which operators have resisted. So do you see the department actually getting buy-in, because it speaks to a formalization of an industry that many operators have been elusive of in the past?
Look, there would be, because remember, there are engagements, there are continuous engagements with the your National Taxi Alliance of this world, the association, Santoku included, for we would need a buy-in, not only of the two, but all other associations operating within this environment. For ours is to create a ground upon which a basis would be formed, and a decision was taken way back when the National Taxi Task Team was established that this is the route that we need to go. And formalization as such would mean, would benefit quite a number of role players within the taxi industry. For example,
does the taxi industry or those various role players within the industry, acting DDG, actually realize that, though? Because not so long ago, we had taxi operators rejecting government's 1.14 billion rand COVID-19 relief fund for the sector and the conditions that came with it, on a on the basis that it called for a formalization of the sector.
Look, I'm not so sure whether it would be correct for us to say that they rejected. We are trying to find each other in terms of the model that this money would be, the 1.35 billion would be distributed to the taxi owners or drivers, as the case may be. For you must remember that this is something that needs to be negotiated inter parties, and as government, we further say that this is an ex gratia payment that we would want to make in this regard.
Well, we'll have to see how this all plays out, of course, and that with the Lekgotla happening next month. That was Acting DDG of the Department of Transport, Johannes Makgato.